Welcome to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhunt.
Touchdown, Arizona!
Presented by your local Valley Chevy dealers. Arizona Sports 620.
Oh, that's good, baby!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.
Every Monday following Cardinals football the day before, head coach Ken Wisenhunt joins Doug and Wolf in the Red Zone here on Arizona Sports 620. And coach, I imagine in the rough stretches of a losing streak, the last thing you want to do is talk to Wolf on a Monday basis. So thanks for going through with it anyway.
Yeah, it's all right. You know, it's way good afternoon, guys.
How's it going, Wiz?
Coach, the situation with the New York Jets game and the difficulties there and what happened. I heard you say in the press conference you talked about it a little bit with the possibility of going to John Skelton. If you don't mind, take us through that conversation and what led you to the decision of sticking with Ryan Lindley.
Well, I think it's things you consider, but during when you play a team like that give you so many different looks, you invest a lot of time during the week in protections and adjustments to those things. And Ryan got the greatest bulk of work against those. And during the course of the game, you know, as you evaluate what's going on, first of all, he didn't get a lot of help. We had a lot of mistakes. And, you know, as far as being able to handle the protection checks and things that we were doing, we're very clear about what was going on, and there was good communication. It was, for instance, when you have a sight adjustment and he's got to get the ball out quickly, he's throwing it to a spot. And we had a couple of those things where the receiver didn't run the correct route, and then it looks bad. You know, it looks bad for everybody watching it, but Ryan's trying to put it in the right spot. So there's factors like that that are involved in that decision. And, you know, I think it's never easy. You're always evaluating as it goes on. And we talked about John Skelton at that point, but where we were in the game at that particular time, you know, we stayed with Ryan.
Wiz, as a coaching staff, do you feel like you've got to find out what Ryan Lindley's ceiling might be? Do you feel like you need to find out what you might have in Ryan Lindley?
Well, I mean, we want to win a game. That's the most important thing. And we're going to go about it with the idea of doing just that. You know, we felt like Ryan had done some things that is the reason that we put him in there. He had played well in the first half of the St. Louis game. And, you know, this past game was unfortunately not what any of us wanted. And it wasn't just Ryan. It was, from an offensive standpoint, not good enough. So, you know, we're going to go forward with the idea that we look at what happened, what we have to do to correct it. And, you know, we're going to go forward with the idea of trying to win games.
Head coach Ken Wisenhunt joining Doug and Wolf here on Arizona Sports 620.
Wiz, do you see yourself sticking with Ryan Lindley as you go forward?
Kind of answered that question, Wolf, with the time before. You know, we're in the process, like I said, of evaluating what went on, how he played. You know, we've looked at the tape. We'll look at it again. We'll talk about what we face in going into Seattle and playing that team. And then we'll do what we think's best for the team.
Coach, how do you when you look at John Skelton, with you know him probably better than anybody from a football standpoint, with all the time you've spent with him on the practice field and watching film on him, do you look at him and say that he has the possibility of being a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Well, he started the season for us as a starting quarterback. So, you know, that's when you look at John Skelton that way, you have to consider that. But, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there's been a lot of inconsistencies in play by everybody this year. And, you know, that's what's been so frustrating. And we're looking to try to get better everywhere we can in order to eliminate that.
Wiz, when you look at the offense's struggles, do you believe that, you know, it has anything to do with game planning or scheme, or do you think it has more to do with execution or a lack thereof?
Well, I mean, to be fair, you know, you're always going to have plays that don't look good or don't work. You're going to have plays that are there, and you've got to make them, and you're going to have some that do well. You know, it's never easily said it's this or it's that. It's a combination of a lot of different things. You know, our scheme has given us opportunities this year to make plays, and we haven't executed on it. I mean, we've, quite frankly, when you play some of the defenses that we play, they win sometimes. Yeah. That's just like our defenses won against opposing offenses. That happens. But, you know, it's been a combination of things for us. We haven't had a lot of continuity at any of the positions, especially the quarterback position. We've had opportunities to make plays. We've been consistent in saying that, and we haven't made those plays. And we've made changes with people to try to stimulate that and make those plays, and we'll continue to look at that and work at it. But, you know, it's really a combination of a lot of different things. I mean, And, you know, part of it is all components of all that you say.
Right.
Every Monday, Coach Ken Wisenhut joins us. Coach, backing you up on what you said about your defense winning a lot. We saw an amazing stat. The number is 20. In your last 20 games, if you score 20 points, you're undefeated, 9-0. And if you don't score 20 points, I think it's 1-10. I mean, your defense has been phenomenal lately. And just watching it on the couch, watching the game this weekend, was that one of the best performances you've had from Dan Williams?
Yeah, Dan played well. He's done a good job. I think he moved well on the field. He did a good job of holding the point as a nose tackle. You know, he's been showing flashes of good athleticism, and I think a lot of that goes back to training camp with him being in shape. You know, that's an important aspect or component of it.
Wiz, I know losing 8 games in a row now, I know how frustrated you are and, you know, your mentality going forward. Can you put into words for us what it is that your mentality and where your mentality is right now?
Well, it's focused on trying to win a game. I mean, that's the way it always is. You're competitive. You want to win. That's what this business is all about. It hurts. It's frustrating. We spend a lot of time, a lot of hours in here preparing and working and trying to get the right plays and the right people in the right spots. So, you know, that's the way you keep going. You keep working. You know, you have something that you know works when you execute, when you do right. And you stay true to that.
Coach, there's a report that frustrations also boiled over a little bit during the game between Darnell Dockett and Kerry Rhodes, and that there could be some discipline handed down for Darnell Dockett. What can you tell us about that?
Well, Doug, we generally prefer to keep internal matters like that within the team and not discuss them publicly. I think we're going to continue to do that going forward.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about your defense and the performance of your defense and how they played?
Well, they did a great job getting the ball. You know, we've got to do a better job in the run game, especially when you're playing a team like we are against Seattle. But the way our guys are playing, if we could give them any help offensively, you know, we got a good defense. The guys are playing hard. We've been lucky this year. We haven't had a lot of injuries on the defensive side of the ball. We've got a lot of good young players there that are playing well for us, which is important. So, you know, regardless of where we are and what's going on, our guys have been a focused group. We got to keep that mentality, which they will, and continue to try to play well.
Seems like lately, Coach, your offensive line is a little bit falling out of the spotlight lately. Things seem to be going well. How did they look on film?
Well, whenever you play a team like that, it's always tough from the standpoint of overload blitzes and zero blitzes and being able to get into protections, and for the most part our guys did a pretty good job of that. We got to do a better job in the run game. You know, we were facing some 8-man fronts, and you got to continue to work to get some holes open. But right now it's really hard to say that anybody's playing really well offensively because our production hasn't been there.
Wiz, how complex were some of the blitz packages that Rex Ryan was bringing on Sunday? Were they looks that you guys were able to prepare for, or were they just so creative you would have never been able to guess?
Well, it's like a lot of things. He's got a bunch of different things that he can call from, and, you know, you've just got to understand the concepts of what he's trying to do. And, you know, it's very difficult to prepare for everything that you're going to see. You never can, no matter what team that you're facing. But it's really more an idea about how you have to turn the protections or make some of those checks or get your guys in the right spot to pick things up. And for the most part, the communication and how we handle that was pretty good. You know, we didn't have a lot of free run coming at the quarterback, which will happen times when you play a defense like that. You know, they have a good scheme, and what we didn't do was make them pay when we had opportunities to do that. We had some guys open down the field, and we didn't connect on it, and that's what you have to do in order to keep them off balance.
Coach, you mentioned it earlier. You said your focus right now, hey, winning, beating the Seahawks. Yet at the same time, this is opportunities to look at people for 2013. How do you balance both as far as big picture and the immediate need for this team to get a win?
Well, the thing I'd say, Doug, is who do we have to look at? We've played so many different guys this year in different spots, whether it's been injury. You know, we're playing 6 of our rookies that we drafted extensively. So we had 4 rookies start on offense. So, you know, I think we're getting a lot of our guys are playing. So I don't, you know, our focus, like I said, is on trying to get these guys ready and play better.
Coach, can you tell us anything about Seattle and how they're playing right now? What have you seen on film?
You know, they're playing well, and it's always tough when you go into Seattle. just it's a tough place to play. They're doing a good job defensively. They're not making a lot of mistakes offensively and making enough plays. And so, you know, it'll be a tough challenge. We've got to go in there and we've got to do a very good job defensively against these guys. And we got to do something more offensively than what we did last week. So I think our guys know that it's going to be a challenge. It's always a little bit more when you're playing a division opponent. And, you know, our guys will be fired up to go in there and play. And hopefully we'll play at a higher level than we did last week, especially offensively.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck in Seattle.
Thanks, Coach.
Appreciate it.
It's head coach Ken Wisenhut and I joining Doug and Wolf.
You've been listening to In the Red Zone with Cardinals head coach Ken Wisenhut.
Let's go out, start it fast!
Presented by your Valley Chevy dealers, Arizona Sports 620.
Leave nothing on the field! Come out swinging!
The home of Arizona Cardinals football.